This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Russia has pushed back on sanctions while seeking to blame the West for a growing international food crisis. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
With its war on Ukraine nearing a fourth month, Russia pressed for a lifting of sanctions imposed by the West Thursday and also said a growing international food crisis has been exacerbated by Ukraine's inability to ship millions of tons of grain and other agricultural products. The Russian statement ignored its own blockade of Ukraine's ports, many of which are also now heavily mined. British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss accused Russia of trying to hold the world to ransom. At the Pentagon, spokesman John Kirby agreed.
They're weaponizing food. They're weaponizing economic assistance.
The director general of the World Trade Organization said about 25 million tons of Ukrainian grain is in storage, and another 25 million tons could be harvested next month. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. President Joe Biden has told Naval Academy graduates that they will be representatives and defenders of our democracy because free societies are under threat from Russia's invasion of Ukraine to China's maritime expansion.
The actions taken by Putin were attempted, to use my phrase, to finlandize all of Europe, make it all neutral. Instead, he NATOized all of Europe.
Biden spoke Friday at the United States Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, to the more than 1,000 newly commissioned ensigns and second lieutenants. It's his first commencement address of the year. He's also set to deliver remarks at Saturday's graduation.